This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An active duty member of the U.S. Air Force was critically injured after setting himself ablaze outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., while declaring that he will no longer be complicit in genocide. That is according to a person familiar with the matter who spoke Sunday to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. The person said that the man walked up to the embassy shortly before 1 p.m. and began live streaming on video platform Twitch. Law enforcement officials believe the man started a live stream, set his phone down, and then doused himself in an accelerant and ignited the flames. Israel has adamantly denied the genocide allegations and says it's carrying out operations in accordance with international law in the Israel-Hamas war. Vigils took place across the nation for Oklahoma teenager Nex Benedict, who died the day after a fight in a high school bathroom. Benedict was a non-binary student who said that they were in the target of bullying. Vigils were held at locations including Boston, New York, Minneapolis, and Huntington Beach, California over the weekend. Others were held or planned in several U.S. states, including Washington, New Jersey, New York, and Texas. The 16-year-old Benedict got into an altercation with three girls in a high school bathroom. Police say Benedict's death was not a result of injuries suffered in the fight, but based on preliminary autopsy results. Tuvalu's former Attorney General Filiti Tio has been named Prime Minister of the tiny South Pacific nation after elections a month ago ousted the last government leader. Government officials says that Tio